Queen of France's daughter. Her hair was black as raven's wing, her eyes were lapis blue, with skin like iridescent pearl and lips like blushing roses. What was a fair and honest king to do? Guinevere was just 16 and I was 29 when she agreed to wed with me and rule as England's queen. Well skilled in all the magic arts, as well as fair and lovely, we made a handsome couple when we danced upon the green. When the young knight Lancelot became my boon companion, my queen became his friend and lover too. And by the laws that governed us in those old days in England, I could not tell my lady what to do. She gathered her rosebuds while she might, the way the poets urge us all to do. One kiss from that fair lady's lips might well have launched 10,000 ships, but she was mindful of the thorns and gathered only two. Mordred was my spawn of indiscretion, sired on a half-sister who'd been unknown to me. His mother brought him to my court when he was 21, and soon I knew he was my enemy. Mordred was not handsome, and he had a crooked shoulder. The ladies did not like him, though he was my only son. He spoke of some new order where the men would rule their women. And since my queen loved Lancelot, declared she must be hung. But I revered the old ways to the marrow of my old bones, and I refused to listen to my son. And then these words came flowing from my tongue.
She gathers her rosebuds while she may, the way the poets urge us all to do. One kiss from that fair lady's lips might well have launched 10,000 ships, but she's been mindful of the thorns and gathered only two. Mordred raised an army from the ranks of woman-haters. They struck when all my troops to France with Lancelot were gone.
I was wounded mortally, my son proclaimed me dead,
my shattered body taken to the Vale of Avalon.
Returned and murdered Mordred. He took his quiet refuge with the wise men true to me. Likewise, my precious Guinevere found haven with wise women. The healing arts became her specialty. And may I wait in Avalon for times now fast approaching, when women reign o'er all the earth in peace and dignity. Perhaps when I return, I'll find my sweet young queen is waiting. Our eyes will form a bridge across the waste of centuries.
Guinevere was the queen of France's daughter. Her hair was black as raven's wing, her eyes were lapis blue, with skin like iridescent pearl and lips like blushing roses. What was a fair and honest king to do?